Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the analyst at the Cricket World Cup. Well, we've seen today a bit of an anticlimax, I suppose, in the end. It was an exciting first half of the day. India piling up that big score. Pakistan just couldn't really quite compete with that in the end. I'm delighted to say we're joined by the great Wasim Akram. Should I pronounce your name Wasim, actually?
My actual name is Wasim.
Wasim.
Yes, with S, not with Z.
Right, OK. Yeah, so I should actually say Wasim.
Yes.
Wasim Akram.
Yes.
Anyway, so good to have you here. So,
thanks,
Wasim, it's your home ground, of course, Old Trafford. Was the Pakistanis able to, at all to tap into your knowledge of the area?
Not at all.
Before the game?
No, no one called me before the game. No, Mickey, he's a friend of mine. I worked with him.
Mickey Arthur.
He should have called, or Sarfaraz should have called. They all have my numbers, but nobody called. And I suppose that's their bad luck. Because when I was captain in 99, or any World Cup, I had skipper Imran Bhai's number next to me, Javed Miada's number, Buddha Sanna's. I used to call them 3 days before the game to pick their brains. What sort of team, playing 11, just to pick their brains. I did what I wanted to do, but I wanted to pick their brains. And that's how you evolve. But I think they missed that trick today, the Pakistan team. They won against the favourites because by chance they had to bat first innings. Mm. So they got 300 plus runs. And then they could defend. So when you play five bowlers, that means you defend. That means you bat first. Okay, there was a bit of moisture. And if you see, if you're coming from subcontinent, but if you're in England, you'll definitely bat on this pitch because it's normal for you guys. But the way they batted Rahul and Rohit Sharma with the new ball, they saw off the dangerous bowler, Amir, realized we're not going to give a wicket to him. And then it was only a matter of time. And it was Pakistan team tried here and there, but the fielding was again below par.
If it had been you as captain with your Pakistan side of the, you know, the 90s, would you have not been tempted to field first, given that, you know, the pitch had been under cover for a couple of days? Talking to Paul Allott, you know, who obviously played for Lancashire here, he sort of went, quite a sort of seamer's sort of morning. Wouldn't you have fancied bowling then,
if
maybe?
If you remember, it was a 99 World Cup and yeah. I was the captain. The first game we played at Bristol against West Indies, it was literally a green top and it was cloudy, exactly the same. We won the toss and we batted. We scored 220 odd or something and won the game easily because we had five brilliant bowlers. Azhar Mahmood, Abdul Razak, Shoaib Akhtar, Saqlain Mushtaq, myself. And, you know, that's...
You probably would have won whether you batted or bowled, actually. But anyway.
No, but that's where, as a team or as a skipper, you should know what your strengths are. Don't go what people are saying around you. Sometimes you make the hard decision. Sometimes, if they would have batted, the plan should have been, okay, see off the new ball, have wickets in hand, get to 270, okay, not 350, 270, 280, we'll try to restrain them, but... They just opted out to field again. Second mistake in the second game. They did the same thing against Australia. Dropped their main spinner. Played extra fast bowler. If you have three fast bowlers, if they're not performing, fourth one is not going to perform either.
Mm. Yeah, actually, I mean, it's interesting you make that point because quite a lot of the teams in this World Cup have won the toss, fielded and lost.
Yeah.
And it sort of deceived people into thinking that a 10:30 start... means seam movement, and these pitches are not like that anymore.
Or the cricket ball itself, probably.
And the ball, yeah.
I mean, 99, we had Dukes,
yes.
And that had a big seam, that seam around, you know, moved around all day long. And that's how I always felt as a captain, when I was the captain of the side, learned from the greats of like Javed Miaz and Imran, be positive. Remember what your strengths are, what your plans are. bat first on a big game, runs on the board, as you know, always matter.
What about India? They weren't put under too much pressure early on, were they? Apart from Mohammad Amir, who bowled well.
Yeah.
And the other bowlers didn't really back him up.
Nobody swung the ball. The lengths were consistent. And Hasan Ali has been struggling, not in this World Cup from last 1 year. He's averaging about 70.
Mm.
This is, I'm talking about per wicket. That's a massive, massive average. Because he's used to the T20 format. T20 is easier as a bowler. You have four overs. You know, batsman is going to have a go at you. And that's where variations are important.
Yeah, you mix it up. It's better, isn't
it's
it?
It's better in T20.
But you need to be more consistent here.
Especially from the 10th till the 40th
yes,
over.
Yeah.
Where you need to get a wicket, where you need to fox out the batsman. So they have no clue because they haven't played enough first-class cricket. And this Pakistan team has been playing in Sharjah and Dubai from last 8 years.
Mm.
Dead tracks, they go there, hot weather, they have two spinners, Yasir and all. Yasir bowls 35, 40 overs a day, and in the end they win test matches. So, bad habits.
Mm. India, pretty good. I mean, do you see any potential weaknesses there? I mean, obviously they've lost Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, but I've noticed that they haven't got another serious game for about 10 days.
So yeah, I know.
That may not matter.
May not matter, but they have a backup. They have Shami sitting
yes.
outside, who's 140 plus. Pakistan picked up the wrong score to start with. I mean, they have one all-rounder, Fahim Ashraf, who wasn't performing well, I understand. Maybe a bad patch for a month or two, but he's only 23. You keep your youngsters with you for future. I'm all for horses for courses, but sometimes your horses are too old to play.
But India, do you spot any potential? Where do
if
you think
any,
they can
if any India, if any big game in India will have a problem, that would be their middle order.
Mm.
They're a bit inexperienced there. If any opposition will get two early wickets, and they can put India under pressure. But in general, today's game, they control the game from the ball one. Batting, bowling, and most importantly, the fielding still was very energetic in the field, the whole team.
And the spinners have sort of added that control.
Yeah.
You know, with those slow spinners, you sort of think, oh, they might bowl loose balls, but actually they don't, do they?
They don't.
Unless, I suppose, you put them under pressure.
Exactly. They don't. I mean, they're the mystery spinners, both of them.
Mm.
One is
they're
leg
the
spinner,
only team with
two
with
mystery
that.
Spinners.
Yes.
And then Kuldeep, we saw what can they do with the ball. And that's so important in mid-overs. And they picked the right team. They didn't drop their spinner. They picked their two spinners and went in three pace, and that shows the confidence as a team.
Yeah. So you've got India. I mean, the two standout teams being now in India and England.
Yes.
Can you sort of pick between them at this point, do you think? I mean, seeing England as well?
Yeah, like I said, it'll be England, India, Australia, and maybe New Zealand now. The way West Indies just a game gone down. They started off well, but gone down. So I think these four teams are looking favourite so far to be in the semis.
Just a word about playing in an India-Pakistan match. I suppose you have to sort of almost detach yourself from all the excitement. I mean, I was here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there was already about 1,000 people outside all shouting and singing and everything. How do you deal with that as a player?
You get used to it. You have to switch off your mind. If I was playing in this era, I would have made sure that I'm off social media for a month. I should be focused on cricket. That's what I'm here for. I can read my comments. That's after the World Cup. But these guys are addicted to this social media, their telephones, their Twitter, their managers' tweets for them. They don't know what tweets they're doing. So sometimes less is more in social media. So I think somebody should have a word with Pakistani boys. Just get, I mean, probably it's too late now, but you know, you got to have hopes high. But Pakistanis in Pakistan, Pakistani here are quite disappointed.
How many requests for tickets have you had for this game?
Thousands. All my close friends. One friend called me in the morning, you know, my manager is coming. The only person he can get ticket is from you. I said, look, buddy, you are my friend for the last 35, 30 years. And you think ICC asked us for a ticket? The ICC never, haven't even asked us. I couldn't get my wife in today. Yeah, she wanted to come to watch Indo-Pak game, but I didn't have the ticket. So, yes, lot of people. One guy called me, said, can I buy 30 tickets? I said, no. It's sold out.
It's hilarious, isn't it? I had people coming up to me last night as well,
yeah.
in town in Manchester. Well, anyway, listen, thanks for your thoughts. Going home tonight, sort of feeling a little bit disappointed or just happy that they've got most of a game in a town which is fairly reputed to be rather poor weather-wise?
Not happy at all. I think, as you know, as a sportsman or ex-sportsman, winning and losing is part of it. But it's not the way we are playing. We're playing very kind of, they look scared, they don't look the part. And if you don't look the part, you won't get the part.
Well, that's a nice profound ending to this podcast. So Wazim Akram, thank you very much for your time. And we'll look forward now to England's next game. They play here at Old Trafford on Tuesday against Afghanistan. So we'll speak to you after that. Thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.